Today's sound clip is a sobering reminder of the dangers for American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan.
My name is Sandy Diamond. I live in Western Massachusetts. I'm a physical therapist, and in my role as a physical therapist, one of the things that I do is fit veterans that are coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, and I help with the help of a prosthetist to fit them with an artificial leg or a prosthesis and get them walking again. One of the most common ways that the prosthesis is attached to the residual limb is something called a locking pin suspension system. And the way that works is there's a gel liner with a metal pin about 1.5 to 2 inches long on the end of that liner. That the liner is sort of rolled onto the residual limb by the patient, and it's an intimate fit. The veteran will guide the pin into a hole in the prosthesis, and in that hole is a gadget or another mechanism that will catch the pin at several different places and lock the residual limb into the prosthesis. That's a sound that I love, and all these returning veterans love.
That was listener and physical therapist Sandy Diamond in Western Massachusetts, and the sounds of amputees attaching their artificial limbs. For more about our series, Sound Clips, you can go to npr.org.